أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فإنا قد فتنا قومك من بعدك وأضلهم السامري. فرجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا قال يا قوم ألم يعدكم ربكم وعدا حسنا أفطال عليكم العهد أم أردتم أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم فأخلفتم موعدي. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 85 and 86 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun another discussion regarding Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and that was when Allah had called him to Mount Tur to give him the Torah, and this becomes the code of conduct, the code of life of the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam goes ahead of the Banu Israel, of his people, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala questioned him regarding that. So his response was that, O Allah, I had did this so that you will become happy, and it was my enthusiasm, my zeal to come to you. So now Allah Ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salatu wa salam of a happening that had happened amongst his people, the Bani Israel. Remember, Harun alayhi salam is with the Bani Israel, and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has gone ahead. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ فَإِنَّا قَدْ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. O Musa, certainly we had tried, we had put your people through a test after you, in other words, after you had left them. وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِي. And a person that Ya Allah Ta'ala calls him Samiri has deviated them. Now the deviation Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the ayats that come forward, but just one or two aspects with regards to this person Samiri. Samiri was not his actual name. According to many narrations, his actual name was also Musa. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, he was Musa bin Imran. And this Samiri was Musa bin Zafar. Now like how Musa alayhi salatu was salam was born in that year in which Fir'aun was killing the young boys. Remember, one year he killed the boys and one year he would leave them so that he could enslave them. So in the year that he was killing the boys, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was born. That was one kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then this Samiri, Musa bin Zafar, was also born in that year. According to narrations, some narrations say he was from the Bani Israel. Some narrations say he was an Egyptian, he was a Coptic. Allah knows best what was his origin. And then it goes into a variety of who he was and where he had come from, or where his parents had come from. But that is not something that we can ascertain very easily. However, when he was born, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother had fear for the life of Musa alayhi salam and perhaps everybody, but this gives us an indication he was from the Bani Israel, that his mother also had a fear. And her fear was also for the life of her son. So what she did, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, by the ilham of Allah, inspiration of Allah, she cast him, she put him into a casket and put him into the water. That was Allah's inspiration. On the other side, this Samiri's mother, Musa ibn Zafar, she had taken him to a cave. And she put him into a cave and she then covered that cave. And as and when she was able to, when it was easy for her, there was no danger, she would go to this cave and she would look at him, see him, do whatever a mother would do with a child. On the other hand, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes a responsibility, like Allah takes the responsibility for each and every one of us. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah takes the responsibility of the sustenance of this Musa bin Zafar. And Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam comes with three items. One is that of honey, the other is butter or clarified butter. Clarified butter will be ghee. And the third was milk from Jannah. And he placed each one of the three on the three fingers of the Samiri and he taught him how to suck. So that sustained him. And hence this Samiri grew up in that circumstances and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speak about him and his true colors. It becomes apparent that he had brought Iman in Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and he lived there with the Bani Israel. But obviously when the Bani Israel then left from Egypt, he had also left with them and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who discusses his issues and what he had done to the Bani Israel in the ayahs to come. So here Allah ta'ala says, وَأَضَلَّهُمُ السَّامِرِيُّ. Samiri had deviated the Bani Israel. A poet put it very, very beautifully. This, the gist of the translation is that Musa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained directly, that Musa committed kufr. And that Musa that was brought up in the house of Fir'aun, that Musa became a Nabi of Allah. All of this is in the hands of Allah. فَرَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that this is the doings of the Bani Israel, they have gone astray. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam backtracked and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people. غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was in a state of anger. He was in a state of remorse. قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ. He said to his people, أَلَمْ يَعِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ وَعْدًا حَسَنًا. Did your Rabb not give you a very beautiful and a very and an excellent wada promise? In other words, Allah will give you kitab. Allah will guide you through your life. أَفَطَالَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْعَهَدْ. Did the period of time of my separation be very long that you people went into this fitna? أَمْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن يَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Or did you desire that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's anger descends upon you? فَأَخْلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. And you broke your covenant with me. And that covenant was that you will remain steadfast and you will remain obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.